Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove. I vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodime ku vam kažu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5.4. godine u Pittsburghu, a 5.10. godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedilja 19. septembra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, September 19th, 2021. Finally, the weather is starting to cool down. Autumn will begin in just a couple of days. And usually, this time of year, we would be going to several different Vatra celebrations in the region. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, none of the Vatra celebrations were able to take place. But I do want to start today's program with a recording from one of the Vatra celebrations. And this was when the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter and the Cleveland chapter had a combined Vatra. This was 2011, and this is the Harmonia Band with our good friend Beata Beginova Fedoriuk singing Ud Ungvara Drashka Ide, and then accompanied by her daughter, who was, oh, I think she was 3 or 4 back then, with Ishli Sigane Dobardeyovi.
Thank you.
Today's historic focus will be on Father Alexander Ivanovich Pavlovich, whose 212th birthday we commemorate today, September 19th. Widely regarded as one of the Russian national awakeners with Father Alexander Dukhnovich and Adolf Dobryansky, Father Alexander Pavlovich was born in the Russian village of Sharishke Chorne, which is about 8 miles northeast of Bardeo, Slovakia, at the time the Hungarian Kingdom, on September 19, 1819. Father Alexander was born into a priestly Greek Catholic family to Father Ivan and Anna Pavlovich. As a child, he was orphaned and was raised by his mother's family in Lemkovina. He began his education in Galicia, completing the Polish and German language school in Lviv. When he returned to the Prešov region, he was a Russian of Polish cultural orientation. After further studies in Bardeo, Miskolc, and Eger in Hungary, he wanted to study law, but the Greek Catholic bishop Josef Gaginets sent him instead to the seminary. In 1843, he began his studies at the theological seminary in Trnava, where he was encouraged to take part in the various awakenings of Slavs in the Habsburg monarchy. After his studies, he returned to the village of Chmeljova, where he wrote his first poem, Stau Bidnoho Selyanya, the status of a poor villager, a statement of sympathy for his downtrodden Russian people. In 1848, he was ordained a Greek Catholic priest during the anti-Habsburg revolution in Hungary. During this time, he met Father Alexander Dukhnovich, who was to have a profound impact on him. He participated in the Prešov Literary Society, was a tutor, and briefly the stenographer for the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Prešov. He turned down an offer to teach Russian at the Košice Gymnasium in favor of a post as a parish priest in Belovezha for 13 years, then in Svidnik for nearly 4 decades. Father Alexander collected folklore and ethnographic materials and wrote numerous poems which earned him the epithet Makovitsky Solovy, the Bard of Makovitsya. Makovitsya is the region around present-day Svidnik in Sharish County. He also wrote sketches and proposed a research program for the study of history and culture of Russians in Hungary, which resulted in an encyclopedic publication, but nothing came of the proposal due to the government's policy of Magyarization and national assimilation. Father Alexander favored the two-language approach of his mentor, Father Alexander Dukhnovich, Russian vernacular for popular and elementary materials, Russian for serious writing and scholarship. Since he did not know Russian, nor did he try, in practice, he wrote for the most part in vernacular Russian. All of Father Alexander's publications were published posthumously, as he is recognized as a leading Russian national poet. Father Alexander Pavlovich died on December 25th, 1900, in the village of Belovezha. Urvala sia struna, šo najljepše ula, vdala sia to ta divka, šo najkrajša bila. Vdala sia to ta divka, šo najkrajša bila.
Do not. hajom, mama milá, poďme hajom. Hej, kročkom, kročkom, koňu kročkom, mama milá, pod točkom.
Hej, hop, 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 hej, 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 hej.
Hurba lásia strúna, čo najlipšie húla, vedala sia to ta divka, čo najkrajšia hrla. Vedala sia to ta divka, čo najkrajšia hrla. Hej, krajom, krajom, koňu krajom, mama milá, poďme hajom. Hej, kročkom, kročkom, koňu kročkom, mama milá, pod točkom. Hej, krajom, krajom, koňu krajom, mama milá, poďme hajom. Hej, 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 kročkom, kročkom, koňu kročkom, mama milá, pod točkom. Hej, krajom, krajom, koňu krajom, mama milá, poďme hajom. Hej, kročkom, kročkom, koňu kročkom, mama milá, pod točkom.
The GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also read the latest edition of the GCU magazine. Again, you can give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. Or you can send them some email at this address, info@GCUUSA.com. info@GCUUSA.com. And even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Rosen Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Well, you know we have the C-RS Media website, and as the administrator of that website, I am able to see IP addresses, Internet Protocol addresses, of people who download the programs, and I see we have some folks in countries such as Ireland, Australia, that are downloading the radio broadcasts on a regular basis. I would love to know who you are. If you are one of these folks that are listening to me overseas in Ireland or Australia or any of the other, I guess, English-speaking countries of the world, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email, dean.poloka@gmail.com. I'd like to know where all my listeners are from, other than America and the Rusyn homeland. So that's dean.poloka@gmail.com.
А я пойду на майдан.
the Carpatho Russian Society has an online store. Go to our webpage, c-rs.org. Look in the box right under highlights and click on C-RS Heritage Store. We provide both online and offline mail order purchases. There's only a few products available at the moment. New products will be added in the near future. Check out the product line we currently have. Who Are the Russians? A DVD created and presented by John Rigetti, explaining the complicated history of the Russian people. We also have the first Russian language course for English speakers, where you can learn to start reading, writing, and speaking Russian in the context of history, culture, and traditions. We also have a couple partners out there. We have the Carpatho Russian Research Center, the Lemko Association, and Sylvia Sunflower. So that is c-rs.org, and on the main page, click on C-RS Heritage Store. And if you're on that page, you might as well take a look at the Genealogy Forum, as well as the genealogy resources that are available to you. So that is c-rs.org. Everything's right there on the main page in the highlights, the Heritage Store, the Genealogy Forum, and the genealogy resources. Also, go to YouTube, and you can check out our partner, the Carpatho Russian Research Center's summer seminar series in cooperation with the John and Helen Timo Foundation. YouTube.com and search John and Helen Timo Foundation. The Carpatho Russian Society also has videos, so if you are done watching the summer seminar series, go back to YouTube.com and search Carpatho Russian Society. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russian FM for another broadcast. Don't forget to listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night, either on your smartphone, download the app, or go log on to your computer to russin.fm, russin.fm. You can also listen to any archive of this radio broadcast from our inception in 2004 to today's program. Go to c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or again, our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. S Bohom. Be next.
казала, як на зіялинцю, не береси великою, господи собі мережу. О, велика, як ялиця, і буде тебе бити, а маленька, як ялітка, буде тя любити. А в суботу пиво пила, а в неділю спала, понеділок 140 пшениці нажала. Як іти до школи? Стара баба, як мирала, просилася попа, чи ще буду на тім світі їхати під хлопа. На калині не світу боронці сьобали, на дівчині не краси, хлопці цілували. На дівчині не краси, хлопці цілували.
Голоси русинів Америка.